WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
We're starting to get you clearly now. Yeah, back off your signal just a little bit. It's a little distorted, a little tiny bit. Back off. We are getting you pretty loud and clear through here, and now it's not as distorted. Maybe just a hair more lower now.
Okay, I'm going a hair more lower, and I guess I will trust my headphones from here on in.
Yes, trust your headphones. All's good from here.
Thank you.
Welcome to episode 1 of the Immaculate Tucking Feather Show. Tonight's episode is all about the Vedas. Each episode of the Immaculate Techno Fetish Show centers around a machine that was invented at least 100 years ago and is still in use today. Immaculate Techno Fetishism is the term given to people who fetishize anachronistic technology. It's often associated with the steampunk movement, but in this case, I'm using it to revere century-old technologies that are still in use today, asserting that newer is not always better. Much of our everyday life is still influenced by, and perhaps sometimes even dependent on, technologies that have changed very little in the last 100 years. Tonight's episode is all about the radio. Other episodes this week will include episodes about the sewing machine, the vacuum cleaner, the telephone, trains, phone cameras, and film projectors. But tonight, it's all about the radio. Radio is more than just AM and FM. Radio is more than commercial and public broadcasting corporations. Radio is more than just music and talk. Radio waves are around us all the time. They're used for television broadcasts, wireless internet, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cell phones, satellites, military communication, police, air traffic control, and remote control. The music you hear tonight has all been made either with radios or about radios. We kicked off the evening with Mahadiou by Stereo Tatai from their 2002 album Musique Automatique, and now let's carry on with Radio Wave by OMD from 1983.
Oh.
you can listen to that. Sounds of nature and stars. Rain. There was a bit of a ground loop from my computer charging, but we've gotten rid of that. Here, let's hear a bit of electrical sounds of the computer when it's being charged. And we'll run on battery. What I really wanted you to listen to was the sound of nature. Raining and sun. I'm coming to you from the M49 mobile radio truck, deep in the mountain wilderness. Take a listen. The DIY trash can parabolic microphone, just inside the truck. It was quite a trek to get out to the truck. It's been raining hard today, and the terrain is wet and swampy. There's no light, so I made my way up the path. Past the pond, to the side of the mountain, to the truck, armed only with a flashlight, a plastic blanket, and a can of bug spray. Let's listen to the rain some more. Now, the M49 is transmitting on AM, which is later being picked up and rebroadcast on FM. So whether you are listening on AM or FM or online tonight or sometime in my future on shortwave or AM or FM or online, you may or may not care that this all originated on AM before making its way to you in whichever form you are receiving it. My voice is coming to you from the transmitter in this truck. A tall antenna on the roof of the truck through the air. Antennas are such magical things, occasionally lightning rods, but hopefully not tonight. Although the forecast does call for thunderstorms, I trust that the tires of the truck will insulate if struck. Antennas are magical things. performing antenna in 1975. That particular track was remastered in 2009. Next up, I want to play you some music by... Next up, I want to play you some music that was made with radios rather than about radios. Holger Tschuke, a German musician, founder of the band called Can, worked at a radio repair shop as a teenager. And he studied music under Stockhausen, and he was a pioneer in the art of sampling with magnetic tape. Collaborated with artists such as Brian Eno, Stockhausen, many others. And he also used shortwave radio in his live performances. And he called these works radio paintings. Turns out that he died just last year, in September of 2017. According to the internet, his death is still the subject of an ongoing police investigation. I don't really know what that's all about, so I will leave it at that. Anyhow, here are a couple of tracks from an album called Radio Wave Surfer. These are recordings of performances where Tschuke plays the radio live during his radio painting. Here is Dr. Oblivion from 1987, followed by Late Night Radio from 1984.
Oh, my God.
and that was Holger Tricke, Dr. Oblivion and Late Night Radio from 1987 and 1984. You can probably hear the rain falling hard. Inside the metal truck, the sound of the rain on the roof. Always liked falling asleep to that sound. But we're not here to talk about the rain. We're just here in the rain to talk about music. So if we're going to listen to the music that was made with the radio, if we're going to listen to music on the radio that was made with radios, then we'd be remiss not to listen to a little bit of John Cage. So next up, I'm going to play you a piece called Imaginary Landscape Number 4 for 12 radios. Now this piece was composed by Cage in 1951. It's a work for 24 performers, 12 radios, and one conductor. Each of the 12 radios is played by two performers, one performer controlling the tuning, and one performer controlling the amplitude and timbre. The composition is scored like a traditional musical piece, however, it never sounds the same twice, because even though the musicians always perform the same composition, the instruments, which are radios, never play the same thing. It varies depending on where and when the piece is being performed and what is on the air. So what you will hear next is a recording of this piece performed in 2003 by the Cicada Duo. This track is from an album called John Cage, Will Give Me to Tell You. Here's the 1951 composition, Imaginary Landscapes Number 4 for 12 radios, performed in 2003 by the Cicada Duo.
As I mentioned earlier, radio is more than just AM, FM, commercial, or public broadcasting. It's used a lot in communications, military, air traffic control, etc. Next up, I want to play you a piece by some artists who use recordings of radio communications. Coin Gutter is a duo from Vancouver, made up of Emma Hendricks and Graham Scott. In this haunting piece from their 2008 album, Pigeonless, you'll hear various recordings of news media and communications during the work. And then at the end, a recording from either military or air traffic control communications. I think this piece speaks to the intersection of public broadcast and private communications. The intersection between communications we were meant to hear and communications not meant for our ears. This is Coin Gutter with Anti-Metaboli. And that was Anti-Metabolism by Coin Gutter. And continuing on that dark theme, moving from planes being shot down to artists struggling with illness and addiction, you'll enter the realm of pop music, or rather not pop per se, but perhaps post-punk. From 1979, with Ian Curtis and Joy Division with Transmission. Joy Division Transmission, and I think my internet connection is here. I found a lovely cover of the same song. That's right, we're going to hear the same song twice. This time by The Weather Station, which I thought was appropriate, because Weather Station is a radio. And this is it. The Weather Station is a Canadian folk artist. She often plays with banjo and sex pedals bluegrass stylings, Tamara Lindemann, also known as Tamara Hope. Here's the weather station covering transmission. Was the weather station covering transmission. So, let's see. We still get the sound of the rain outside. You can probably hear the fine. So, the Naco Techno Fetish Show was originally aired in 2009 on CHMO Radio. 106.9 FM in Sackville. And back then it was a 2-hour show, and I would take time to talk about how the machine is invented, how it works, how it evolved, share stories about it, in addition to the music. But at least for tonight, out here in the mobile truck, in the rain, up on an hour, and I'm on the fence. I could go second hour, or maybe wrap it up tonight. Take a listen, and make a new plan for tomorrow's episode, which will quite possibly be about sewing machines. So, yeah. I mean, one of the things about the radio that I find fascinating, one of the things that inspired me to make a show about the radio and work about the radio, is that it's these invisible forces around us all the time that we don't see. They're doing things and they're carrying messages, it's audio and image, and even just pulses. Some of these pulses, those, that could be everything from Morse code to remote control. And it's something we take for granted with the internet and Wi-Fi and cell phones, you know, they're just these electromagnetic landscapes and invisible architectures all around us all the time. And it's pretty easy to take them for granted. But yeah, I still think there's something magical about it. So given that I feel like I'm flying a little blind, maybe I should say deaf. I'm not blind, but I do have headphones, but I don't know if what I'm hearing is the same as what you're hearing. So I'm going to leave you tonight with one last song from Kraftwerk, Radioactivity, kind of a play on radiation, radioactivity, and radio communication activity. So radiation and communication. Here's Radioactivity from Kraftwerk and from the M49.